Hello, everyone. This is Rocco Sansone, comic books editor, ReviewFix.com, and I'm standing here with the author of Do the Gods Wear Capes, Professor Benjamin Saunders.
Hi. Nice to be here.
So, Professor, tell us about the book.
Well, the book, it was a close reading of four famous superheroes, Superman, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, and Iron Man, and I take them on kind of one by one and in detail in a way that I felt like I wasn't seeing in a lot of comics criticism at the time, at least not academic comics criticism. And my desire was to try and push past a sort of a standard superheroes and modern myths kind of reading. I mean, I was building on that kind of reading, but I wanted to do a little bit more with it. I wanted to think of the ways in which the whole genre in some ways represents a kind of existential yearning that things could be different, that things ought to be otherwise, even though they are a product of modernity, classically. So, on the one hand, there's a lot of books out there that will tell you superheroes are kind of modern versions of old myths, that Superman is Hercules, or that Superman is a sun god, or that Superman is Moses. Or that Superman is Jesus, for that matter. You can find any number of these kinds of arguments. And I wanted to talk about the ways in which superheroes are actually specifically modern reinflections of those older myths. So it's not just, Hercules in a strongman outfit. We're actually talking about a real tension between a more atheist, more rationalist culture and the desire for something higher and more spiritual, and the tension between those two things, that's what makes the superheroes interesting.
How was the writing process for this book?
It started out as an essay on Superman, which went surprisingly well for me. I often struggle in my writing. The people that I showed that to, the reaction was So positive that it led me to think that maybe there was a book in the project. As a professor of literature, I am very lucky in that part of my job, but one of the expectations of my job is that I will write. So I don't usually have much time to write in the terms when I'm teaching, so I write in the summer. I wrote the book over about three summers in the long haul, I think.
How has the reaction to the book been?
It's been great for an academic press book. I mean, these things are all relative. The book has certainly opened doors for me in a way that has been very gratifying. I find that people who have read it are eager. You know, I'll tell you the nicest thing that has resulted from the book, really, is that the handful of creators who have read it, and I'm certainly not going to claim that, all these everybody who writes superheroes has looked at it, but a couple of people have. Kelly Sue DeConnick, I know, has read the entire book, which is, I was really amazed that she had found time to do that given her own writing schedule. Matt Fraction read the section on Iron Man. Kurt Busiek looked at some portions of the book. And the reaction from those creators who are people who I really respect in terms of the way they understand these characters. They understand these characters from the inside in a way that most of us don't. And they were so kind about it. I think that's really been, that was better than any kind of sales numbers. You know, when someone like Matt Fraction tweets that he liked your book, that's a really big deal for me.
Do you use your book in your classes?
I don't require it. I do encourage it. I think I spent months and months thinking about these things, and smart students might want to actually read what I had to say as well as not, listen to the class discussions. But I'm making the students buy a lot of comics, and we all know this is expensive. So I requiring my own book on top seems a little unfair, but I do recommend it.
What do you expect people to take out of this book?
Well, I think that I hope people see that there is a way of doing a kind of comics criticism that draws on older critical traditions, I mean, I was trained as a scholar of drama and poetry, 16th and 17th century work, and I think that I'm not talking about using the same methodologies. Comics are a visual medium, and that has to be taken into account when one's writing critically about them. But I like the idea of just taking the medium seriously and not imagining that a tossed-off review, let alone a sort of savagely critical, you know, there's a lot of snark in comics criticism in the world online, and that tires me very quickly. Even if I sort of agree with the reviewer about not particularly liking the work at hand, if I wanted snark, I would read, you know, comments on below YouTube videos. And if you ever really want to waste life, read the comments that, you know, people have put up below YouTube videos. It's a waste of time. I think criticism needs to be, people mistake it for being critical, and it isn't. What it actually can mean is being appreciative. I think appreciation is the highest calling of the critic, actually. So what I hope people will get, I hope they'll want to go back to the books that I write about and that they'll see them in a new way. That's the thing that I'd hope for most of all.
Do you feel comics should be treated as an academic point of view?
Oh, of course, and I think they increasingly are. I mean, I think they have been for quite a while now, actually. What's different is about maybe the way that we do it at the University of Oregon is, you know, you can study comics at a lot of places, but the U of O is still, I think, the only university in the country where you can actually minor in comic studies. You can take a class taught entirely in French and get upper division French literature credit for that class, and the class is all on French, it's all on bande dessinée. And that's just one of the many course options. If you don't speak French, you don't have to take that one. But I love the idea that we've created a program and a minor where you can read French comics and get upper division French literature credit for it.
You have anything else to add?
Just thank you for your time and for your interest in my work, and I'd encourage people to visit the website at comics.uoregon.edu and check out the program that we're offering. I hope people, maybe if they are thinking about getting a degree in something, the idea of getting a minor in comic studies while they're getting that degree will appeal to them, and they'll look at the U of O for that.
Thank you very much, Professor.
Thank you.